Good afternoon, listeners. We've got another podcast coming to you from the desk of the Institute of Wellbeing. All the W's, the Institute of Wellbeing.com. Our two guests today are Roxanne Hussein, who's part of the Early Years Social Mobility Team at the Department of Education, and Mike Kelly, who's the CEO, chairman, and founder of the Institute of Wellbeing. Welcome to this podcast, Roxanne. Welcome to this podcast, Mike.
Good afternoon, David. Good to see you again.
Afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. We've got a couple of questions we're going to ask you. Just want to talk to you about bit about this campaign you're doing, the Hungry Little Minds campaign that the Institute of Wellbeing is involved in at the moment as a partner with the DfE. Rox, I wonder if you just take a few moments just to tell us a bit about the Hungry Little Minds campaign, mm-hmm. and what does the Department for Education, the DfE, want to achieve through its partners?
Okay. So improving early communication, language and literacy development is a key priority for the government, and we know that some of the poorest kids in the UK start school behind their peers, and the gap can grow between their school years. So in July 2018 we announced government ambition to halve in 10 years the proportion of children who finish reception school without communication, language and literacy skills they need to thrive. It's a big ambition and we know that. So as part of that endeavour, DfE launched Hungry Little Minds, which is a three-year campaign to encourage parents and carers to engage in activities that support their children's early language and help them set them up for school and beyond. The campaign is seeking to highlight it's never too late to help develop your child's communication, language and literacy skills, and will also provide practical advice through our partners on how to fit quality interactions in parents' daily routines. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, thank you very much. It gives us a very clear understanding. And tell us, DfE is working with a number of partners. Can you tell us how you identified those partners?
So in terms of working with partners, we kind of started from a sort of robust evidence-based. We worked with our Behavioural Insights team, and then we commissioned sort of 73 research sessions across 104 parents, carers. And we also then engaged with a range of early years stakeholders, like the IOW, across the country. And we got our partners to help us identify the best campaign approach to raise parental awareness, interest and engagement, to test some of the campaign elements, including the brand, the tone, and to understand the audiences from the different perspectives of the, in terms of the audiences the partners serve.
Yeah.
So that was it essentially. I mean, we have a number of sort of strategic partners that we work with.
Okay, and the campaign was launched earlier this year. Can you just tell us a bit about that campaign launch?
Okay, so we did a very soft launch in July 2018. So the campaign was launched, and the idea was to kind of bring together a number of partners to be able to kind of take through the messages of the campaign. So it's the idea is that, you know, you have a national campaign and then it's the partners who will take those messages locally to embed those messages with parents.
Well, it was, thank you very much for that. It was a real absolute pleasure because I was able to attend that campaign launch at the Sanctuary Buildings in the West End, along with Mike Kelly, who's the Chief Executive of the Institute of Wellbeing, and to see all the other partners and to hear very positive messages coming out from government, and really wanted to congratulate you on what the DfE has achieved so far through this campaign. Mike, could you tell us how long has the Institute of Wellbeing been working in partnership with the government agencies, and what's your unique approach and contribution to the Hungry Little Minds campaign?
Well, that's an interesting question. I suppose the first one's quite easy to answer. We started as an organisation in 1999, and we got our first bit of funding from the Lord Chancellor's Department back then.
Okay.
In 2000.
That's now the Ministry of Justice.
The Ministry of Justice.
Okay.
And since then, we've had a long-standing strategic relationship with central government for national impact. The Hungry Little Minds campaign, I think, is a necessary piece, because as Rox mentioned, parents who want to see a change, some activists, including Sir Simon Woolley. There's just so many change agents that exist, and what we've done is carried that message to those agencies for them to deploy the message through their networks, and I think it's making amazing impact. The campaign's only been running a few months, and everyone we've spoken to is actually quite excited about what our approach is. Just to add to our approach, we've generated what we call wellbeing champions, where there's an advocate within a setting that will represent what we're doing, give information and material and set up groups if necessary to speak to parents, to encourage them how to set up spaces and places within their own homes where chatting, playing and reading is taking place, and we call those home learning environments. Sounds a bit technical, but in essence it really is just a safe space, a creative space where children chat, play and read. But you may argue, well, I don't actually have that sort of space at home. We've given you tools that you can just walk along to the shops with your child and, you know, engage with them in chatting, playing, counting the apples, looking at colours, playing, jumping over the puddles as you go there, and creating that connectivity. Because it's not so much that children who are disadvantaged don't play, but there's the educational supplement added through the play, through the chatting, through the reading, which gives confidence and helps children to actually do better at the age of 5.
The Institute of Wellbeing has created a number of resources that are available to parents via your website. Can you just tell us a bit about those resources, how we can access them? I know you've got a particular Black History Month resource that's available online because it's October, but tell us a bit about the resources that are available online.
Well, there's quite a large number of resources, and most of them are free. I'll start with the pain ones first, and we ski downhill. There's courses online for practitioners who work in earlier settings who may want to understand how to improve children's well-being within their setting. So that's quite a professional course. There are parenting classes that someone who may think, you know, I'm not actually equipped to deal with my lovely little child. And as the saying goes, the children didn't come with a manual. But then if we go down, we've got policy papers where people can look at what has wellbeing got to do with dot, dot, dot. These papers are great. Then there's the specific pieces of work which you can download, or information you can download to do with the Hungry Little Minds. And they are from bookmarks to posters that you can put up in your setting, leaflets giving you quick wins and hints and tips on how to incorporate chatting, playing and reading in your home. But then, like you said, there's the Black History Month thing, and you know, it encourages parents to help, to have their children help them to cook, to count, to read. And as I said, it's very, very simple, but very impactful, very bright and colourful messaging. And like I said, David, you know, it's actually creating an impact. The take-up has been pretty good. Most people respond to it favourably. Yeah. And I think more importantly, churches have been very keen to distribute that information. There's been zero denials. There's no one we've spoken to that said, no, actually, it's not for me. So therefore, we're encouraged to continue.
Yeah. And I know that this material again is available to mosques, gurdwaras, schools. I know that the Institute of Wellbeing is doing some stuff in schools and with children's departments and with various boroughs. So it's a busy time for the Institute. So just to let people know, that's available online, all the W's, the Institute of Wellbeing.com. Lots of accessible information. I also know if you download the Black History Month resource, you can get access to the Don't Be a Jerk Chicken recipe online, and it's a play on some of the stuff that's been going on in the media lately with different organizations and companies trying to produce jerk recipes. But there's an authentic jerk recipe that you can get online once you download the Black History Month resource, and you can cook a piece of chicken with a neighbor, with your friends, cook a piece of chicken with your child, and that's just an easy way of helping a young child understand something about Black History Month. Well, Rox, we've heard a lot about chat, play, read. Can you just tell us from the Department of Education point of view, what is the importance of chat, play, and read?
So it's as simple as it sounds. The evidence shows that engaging in activities like chat, play, read supports parent-child interaction, and that's sort of crucial for child development. And we also know that parents and the home learning environment actually have the biggest influence in a child as opposed to the school.
Yeah.
So it is really important that we encourage parents to do this in the home.
Wow, a bigger influence than the school. Most people would think the school has a bigger influence because they're spending much more time there, but yeah. The evidence says parents do.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to encourage, that actually parents have a really critical role in preparing children and getting them ready for school, and the role that they can play in closing the word gap.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a parent listening to that, I think that's worth taking a few moments. Your child may be at school for 6 or 7 hours a day, maybe at nursery, away from you for a period of the day, and you may think you've only got 3 hours in the evening, but all the research is showing that the biggest impact that you can have on your child in terms of their formation during that period when their brain and all their social faculties are being formed is not the 7 or 6 or 5 hours or 3 hours they spend in nursery. It's how much time they spend with you. And
I should say, particularly in terms of the 0 to 5, obviously as kids get older and interaction in school is, you know, slightly different, but at the 0 to 5 we know that the parents' influence is the biggest.
Yeah, I hear that, and that's the focus range for the Hungry Little Minds campaign, and I think it's something well worth noting as a parent.
Can I quickly just add something?
Please do.
When we were designing our campaign material, we wanted obviously to complement the Hungry Little Minds campaign, but we also wanted to make sure that it was accessible at a local level, very targeted to specific groups. We had to consider the homeless. We had to consider those with overcrowded homes. We had to consider the parent who comes in late from work, who may not have 5 hours in the evening to spend on their child. They may have other children, they've got, let's take a school teacher, they're going to be working late in the evening, they've still got to prepare meals. So what we wanted to do was create products or information that was quite agile and user-friendly for whatever state you find yourself in. Like I said, if you're homeless, you may think, well, this doesn't apply to me because we don't have a space in a home to create an environment. But as you go, wherever you are, this information's useful. So if you do get a chance, as we've already highlighted, that those tools, those hints, those suggestions are all over our website.
Thank you very much. And just to remind you, we're talking to Roxanne Hussein, who's part of the Early Years Social Mobility Team at the Department for Education, and also to Mike Kelly, who's the founder, CEO, chairman of the Institute of Wellbeing. And we're talking about the Hungry Little Minds campaign and the importance of parent interaction with children between the age of 0 to 5. I'm going to ask you another question in a minute, Mike, and I'm going to come back to you, Rox, and then give you a word as well to ask you how important, we've talked about how important chat play read is. I'm going to ask you each to just give a word of encouragement to parents of children who are in a 0 to 5 range. But let me ask you something. We've heard about the campaign from Rox. We've heard how you at the IA Institute of Wellbeing has contextualized it and made it relevant and accessible to different communities, faith communities, BAME communities, businesses, and so on. What I want to ask is, if someone is listening to this podcast and they're saying, this is what we want to be a part of, we want to partner with the Institute of Wellbeing, how can they do that?
Well, you can partner a number of ways, and I suppose the quickest and easiest way for you is to visit our website. There you can be guided to something that will serve you. It could be just simple bits of information, or it could be a participation on a course. It could be we want to commission you. So all the joining instructions are there. But like I said, if it was just a matter of I need a quick hint, tip, bit of support today to help me along my way with my child, definitely visit the website. Also, look out for us on our social medias, because there's a lot of information being circulated through all the medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and such the like.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Mike. And I think I'll add to that, there's a monthly newsletter that comes out, so you can subscribe on the Institute of Wellbeing website. If you download the Black History Month resource, again, you'll give your email and we can get you on board with that. And just to let you know as well, there's going to be a number of subject expert days that are going to take place throughout the year. And those subject expert days are when the Institute of Wellbeing bring you into contact with people who are experts in their field. And we've got two people coming up soon who are going to make a contribution to our subject expert day later on in the year. One of them is Dr. Albert Okoye, who's a consultant pediatric psychiatrist, and he'll be looking at how you can build resilience in your child. And then we also have Dr. Grace Kaliori, who's a BACP accredited psychotherapist and also one of the government's pioneers in terms of the PIP program for young children. And she'll be talking about how you can use unstructured play to deal with toxic stress in your child. And that's going to be free. And you just need to look at the information on our website. It will tell you about the dates and the times and so on. So look, thank you very much, Mike. Thank you very much, Rox. Just one last piece of encouragement. There's a parent that's listening to this with a child, 8, 0 to 5. I'm gonna ask you, Rox, what single piece of advice will you give that parent?
Okay, I would echo what Mike has said. I'd encourage parents to feel confident and empowered to adopt chat, play, read behaviours, because they are critical in terms of communication, language and literacy development. Chances are the parents are probably already doing a lot of this, but the point of the campaign and working with partners like the Institute of Wellbeing is that we're taking the messages to help parents to understand the why, the how and what they need to do.
Thank you very much. More chat, play, read, why, how and what you need to do. Thank you very much. Mike, what would you say?
Don't panic. First thing is don't panic. Just know that the chances are your neighbours facing the same stresses and anxieties that you are. Visit our website and, you know, you can then take a pragmatic approach in raising a child. If you start early, the chances of success are even greater.
Well, thank you very much, Roxanne Hussein, part of the early year social mobility team at the Department for Education. Thank you very much, Mike Kelly, founder, CEO, and chairman of the Institute of Wellbeing.
Thank you.
If you're listening to this, you want some more information, all the W's, theinstituteofwellbeing.com. Speak to you soon.